As of today, Iran has officially rejoined the global economy. Economic sanctions were lifted after international negotiators declared late Saturday that Iran has met its commitments under a landmark nuclear deal. The move has been welcomed in Tehran, but critics of the deal fear an Iran that soon will have access to $100 billion in frozen assets. To explain what all this means for Iran and its neighbors, we're joined by NPR's Peter Kenyon from Istanbul. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Rachel.
You've covered the negotiations around Iran's nuclear program for years. How do you see all this? How significant is the lifting of these particular sanctions?
Well, you know, people may not realize it, but this was a really unprecedented international regime of sanctions. I mean, to imagine the U.S., Europe, Russia, and China coming together and sticking together despite all their differences and lots of things coming up to drive them apart, to try and change the behavior of Iran on its nuclear program is really quite remarkable. And there's parts of it now coming down, but they're really important parts, and the changes are going to be dramatic. President Rouhani says this is a real turning point for the country and a change in its relations with the rest of the world.
Okay, so boil it down for us. What will be the most significant changes for Iran's economy?
Well, economically, you have to look at the banking sanctions first. I mean, so many transactions that had been blocked across all sectors now can go ahead. Doing business will be easier. And as you mentioned, there's going to be at least tens of billions of dollars, maybe more, in unfrozen assets. That will be a huge short-term boon to Iran in trying to get things on track. Oil tankers from Iran are now heading to Europe and Asian markets. Price of oil being what it is, we'll see how much good that does. But they will, at the same time, be able to get all this new investment now, at least in theory, and some companies are knocking at the door. They badly need years and years of major investment in the oil and gas sector, for one thing. So it's also, by the way, good news for food lovers, pistachios, saffron, caviar. So your barrel of caviar that you ordered, Rachel, is probably on its way now.
Good. I was wondering where that was.
And it's worth a lot more than a barrel of oil.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just as some sanctions were lifted, though, Peter, as you know, new ones have now been imposed just this morning by the U.S. Treasury. These were over Iran's violation of testing a ballistic missile late last year. What impact will those have?
Well, yeah, that's right. It's a separate issue, but the timing is very interesting. It happened a day after this lifting of nuclear-related sanctions was announced, and it seems just minutes after word spread that a plane carrying freed Americans was out of Iran, the Treasury Department announced 11 individuals or entities are now caught up in this round of new sanctions about a ballistic missile test back in October. It's a sign that Washington is very much intent on reacting to Iran's actions in the region, and the timing will certainly be seen by Iranians as a slap.
Here in the U.S., this is seen by some as a big foreign policy coup for President Obama. But there has been a whole lot of criticism, especially from Republicans running for president and on the Hill. How is it being framed in Iran? Is it a big victory for President Hassan Rouhani?
It is a big win for Rouhani, but how will he be able to benefit from it? It's not really clear. Iran's politics are very opaque. There's elections next month. One reason the Rouhani government pushed so hard to get to this point so quickly was to have this lifting of sanctions to talk about on the campaign trail. But I'm told by analyst Ali Vyas at the International Crisis Group that it's already really too late. Nothing is going to get down to street level to benefit the voters by the time they go to the polls. So domestic politics will be affected in Iran, but we don't know to what extent. We're just going to have to wait and see.
NPR's Peter Kenyon. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.